This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
If at first you don't succeed, tweet, tweet again.
Here's the question. In order to reduce the deficit, what costs would you cut and what investments would you keep?
President Obama opens the Twitter gates to a digital town meeting with some serious ground rules.
I know Twitter, I'm supposed to be short.
Being short with the president, that was the idea. Did shortening the message get us closer to a deal on the budget or the debt ceiling? One thing that's not negotiable, 140 characters. Twitter's Washington characters on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Our very own Washington character, Todd Zwillick, will help us answer the question of what is the value of the first White House Twitter town meeting on this Thursday, July 7th.
I don't think they'll be tweeting, but they will be meeting. At the top of the news this morning, President Obama will see Democrats and Republicans in the White House for talks on cutting the budget deficit. With less than a month until that deadline to raise the debt ceiling, the president says he's convinced a bargain can be struck.
What I'm hoping to see over the next couple of weeks is people put their dogmas aside, their sacred cows aside, they come together and they say, here's a sensible approach.
Today's bipartisan meeting will be the first since last month when House Majority Leader Eric Cantor walked out of talks led by Vice President Biden. Now Cantor says he's open to closing some tax loopholes to increase revenue as part of a larger compromise.
If the president wants to talk loopholes, we'll be glad to talk loopholes. We've said all along that preferences in the code aren't something that helps economic growth overall.
Also on the table, cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
A federal appeals court now says the U.S. military can no longer enforce the outgoing ban on openly gay service members. Congress repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell last year. The Pentagon is still in the process of certifying the repeal in some way. The court order bars the military, though, from discharging anyone at this point based on sexual orientation.
The U.S. and Mexico have reached an agreement allowing truckers from both countries unrestricted access to all of each other's highways. That deal finally honors terms of the 1994 North America Free Trade Agreement. As soon as the first Mexican truck is allowed to enter the U.S., Mexico will drop tariffs on more than $2 billion of U.S. goods.
The relatives of British soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan may have had their phones hacked into by a UK tabloid. It's the latest revelation in the phone hacking scandal surrounding a Rupert Murdoch property, News of the World. Advertisers have begun pulling out from News of the World, and yesterday British Prime Minister David Cameron said he would set up a public inquiry into the hacking scandal.
Syrian activists say hundreds of people are fleeing the city of Hama this morning because of fears of yet another crackdown by government forces. Last week, hundreds of thousands of residents of Hama staged the largest protest to the four-month-old uprising. In Massachusetts, former Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger has pleaded not guilty to a racketeering indictment that accuses him of taking part in 19 murders. And in Florida, Casey Anthony will be sentenced today for lying to the police about the death of her daughter.
A lawyer for the New York City maid who accused Dominique Strauss-Kahn of sexually assaulting her is now calling on Manhattan prosecutor Cyrus Vance to step down. Kenneth Thompson says a special prosecutor should now take over the case because Vance shared damaging and possibly prejudicial information about his client, the accuser, with the press. During the recession, men were harder hit than women by job cuts because of slowdowns in construction and manufacturing, we learned. But now men are getting jobs faster than women, rejoining the workforce by entering fields previously dominated by women, like private education and healthcare. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up, a little breath of relief from the sovereign debt worries over there. Futures are up for Wall Street as well. The Dow gets underway at 12,626. The S&P opens at 1,339, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,378. All week long, we're talking about what it means to be an American, and we want you to join the conversation. Tell us a personal detail or story from your life on this Independence Day week, something that for you means This is My America. Post to thetakeaway.org or call 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253. Later on in the hour, today's America story comes from novelist Abraham Verghese. He's also a doctor. Up next, how well can President Obama communicate in a Twitter world? A first look at the first ever presidential Twitter town meeting.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.